The Bali Blacksmith Shop is one of the few remaining structures in Grand Marais over 100 years old. For some, it sparks curiosity, and for others, recollections. Joining us now are Leah Thomas and Michael and Maya McHugh. Welcome to you three for coming in this morning.
Thanks. Good morning, thanks. Randy.
Let's see. I guess I should turn Maya's mic on so you could actually talk too. Cool. Well, for folks who maybe don't know even what the Bali Blacksmith Shop is and where it is, maybe we just need to get that little thing, you know.
Well, the property is downtown Grand Marais at the corner of Broadway and First. So it's just north of the Cook County Whole Foods Co-op. The property has two buildings. The old wooden building, which was built in 1911, is sitting right on the corner. Then there's a green space where our tent will be tomorrow. And behind that is a larger metal structure, which is used. It's a shop. So the project is that we're working on is to document the stories of the era and to document the renovation and restoration project. So we have a tent that's set up on that green space from 10 until 2 on Saturdays, and we invite people to come and learn about the project, to identify mystery artifacts that were found in the old building, and to tell us their stories, which we will be documenting on video.
Well, okay, so the original building was the blacksmith shop that's right on Broadway.
Correct. Yes.
And then the metal building obviously was built sometime later.
The metal building, I think it was erected in the 1950s, and I would say in the early 60s, it really became the dominant place for work being completed. Okay. And it was more metal shop, metal work at that time, welding and fabrication. But the blacksmith shop, you know, the original bellows was still there, the forge is there. It just sort of transitioned from old technology to newer technology.
And would this be like a blacksmith shop that I would have seen on an old Western TV show where they're hammering horseshoes and other probably nautical things here? Right?
Exactly. And before the highway came through in about 1928, industry was very reliant upon the local blacksmith shop because it wasn't always easy to get new parts. And so parts were being repaired both for the fishing industry, the lumbering industry, agriculture, etc. You can see what people are saying are hoof prints on the floor from where horses were in the shop itself being shooed.
Huh. That's really incredible. We went in there, you know, the Cook County Historical Society received a legacy grant to be able to purchase this property. And that was, you know, Bill Bali's wish that it would become a Historical Society building. And so now we've gone in to remove everything in there. And we found wagon wheel jigs and wagon wheel spokes and things for boats and things for trains and things for logging and every kind of chain that you can imagine. It's a bit amazing.
So when you talk about mystery artifacts and having people tell you what they are, do you actually know what they are and people are guessing to see if they're right, or do you have no clue what they are?
We know what they are.
Oh, you do. Okay.
The experts have told us what they are they unearth them in the old shop.
Okay.
But it's really fun. And we have free coffee and cookies and lemonade and old pictures, before and after pictures, pictures of the inside of the shop. And we're happy to talk to anybody about the project. And if people would like to get involved in the project, we would love that as well.
Okay. And what's happening with the renovations currently?
Well, in August, the plan is to begin some restoration work. The roof needs attention, the chimney needs attention, and so Doug Syme has been hired to be sort of the overseer, and he's hiring contractors, local contractors, to come in and do some restoration work. The building was originally placed on the Register of Historic Places in, I think it was 86, and so there was foundation work done at that time, but the roof needs attention, the chimney needs attention, and it needs to be stabilized. And the dream is to have it as an open working exhibit where people can come in and see this wonderful, beautiful place, this historic place. There's a lot of hope of creating some kind of an actual demonstration area, maybe out in the green space. I don't think we'll ever start a fire inside that building. People want to see it.
Well, I guess it was when I read the intro here, and it says one of the few remaining structures in Grand Marais that's over 100 years old. And I was like, wow, yeah. It has it always been in the Bali family?
Yes, it has, okay. As far as we know. Okay. It has always been a Bali building. And I just want to add one thing about the documentation project. We did receive 3 grants to do what Mike McHugh and I are doing on this project. One was from the Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation, one was from the Arrowhead Roundup Fund, and then also from the Grand Marais Area Tourism Association. And if anyone would like to help, we encourage you to come down and participate in the Bollywood movie.
That is great. The Bollywood movie. Cool. Well, I'm sure that like anything, it takes a village, and you are probably needing volunteers. And if somebody wants to get involved in something, they can do that talking to you at the tent.
Sure, absolutely.
And I'd like to stress that, you know, you don't have to have known Bill Bolley or the family to be involved. Everybody has a story. We've met so many wonderful people. We've already done this 2 weekends, and this will be our 3rd weekend. We'll do it all summer. And so every Saturday we'll be there, 10 to 2, and throughout probably September, I would say, as well. And we've met all kinds of wonderful people who've come down who, like, hey, my dad was a blacksmith, and let me talk about this and talk about that. And so, I mean, you don't have to be from here to contribute wonderful things. And so everybody's encouraged.
Well, we're talking with Leah Thomas and Michael McHugh, and Mia, we have you over there, but you haven't had this much to say.
I don't really know much about
the... You're really good at putting up the tent, Maya.
All right. Yeah, that's okay. My expertise.
All right, Maya. Great. And they're documenting the history and renovation of the Bolley Blacksmith Shop. The Bolley Blacksmith Tent is open Saturdays from 10 until 2. Okay. Well, thank you so very much for coming in today.
Thank you.